The coming of spring has local gardeners getting busy, and in Orleans County, that means a trip to the Barton Public Library. But as VPR's Amy Noyes explains, they're not just checking out gardening books.
If you're a gardener, there's a good chance you've already started some seeds. Or at the very least, you've started thinking about what seeds you want to plant this year. Maybe you've perused seed catalogs or spent some time wandering around the seed racks at your local garden or hardware store. Or maybe you've been to the Barton Public Library. This is home base for the Orleans County Seed Library, where members can check out seeds from librarian Tony Eubanks and maybe a gardening book, too. It all started as a master gardener project for Westmore resident Pam Kennedy.
And so I came into the library one fall day and said to Tony, I'm thinking about a seed library. And she said, I've been thinking of that too.
Eubanks says it's a natural fit for the public library.
We don't just loan out books or videos. We can loan out other things too. And seeds, being an agricultural area, was really important. So then Pam, I just needed a prod, you know, and then Pam came in. It just like fell right into our laps.
They spread the word among the local gardening community, and soon a dedicated working group was on board. And last season, the library lent out its first seeds. To get things started, Kennedy reached out to some seed producers and big seed savers.
We have High Mowing, who's in Walcott, who were very generous, but we've also gotten seeds from the Hudson Valley Seed Library, which is the oldest seed library, and from Seed Savers Exchange, which is the place where everyone sends their great-grandmother's seeds from Poland or whatever. I mean, they are really the keepers of the most endangered species of seeds.
And as the Seed Library embarks on its second season, membership is growing. Members come to the library to borrow seeds, and at the end of the season, they contribute seeds, if they're able, as Danville resident Mary Ragno explains.
And no, we do not check, but we do encourage people, if they have a good harvest from some of our seeds, to please return some of them, because it strengthens our local crop of seeds that we know grow well here in this part of the country. We're not going to police people about whether or not they bring back seeds, but we hope that they will if they have a good harvest.
Ragno's specialty is heirloom tomatoes, which take a long time to be garden ready, so she started planting seeds indoors about a month ago.
I have probably about 20 different heirloom identities that I save from year to year. And I look forward to sharing a lot because I end up with an awful lot of seed at the end of the season.
And who can resist the promise of garden fresh tomatoes, especially with names like these?
Mortgage Lifter and Boxcar Willie and Prudence Purple and Brandywine.
Justin Hannington of Island Pond says the Orleans County Seed Library has a growing selection of seeds. And those seeds have an advantage over some store-bought varieties.
There's a good chance that you'd find a representative sample here of the stuff you'd find on the seed rack at the local hardware store. And these are all clean. None of these have been treated with pesticides or herbicides.
Promoting a healthy community is part of the Seed Library's mission. But Kennedy says it goes beyond that.
Our mission includes having a community of sharing and helping people be able to be more self-sufficient.
To fulfill that mission, Kennedy says they're working on ways to bring the Seed Library on the road, making it accessible to more residents of the Northeast Kingdom. They're talking about bringing it around to fairs, other libraries, and places like the Old Stonehouse Museum in Brownington.
The education director, Bob Hunt, at the Old Stonehouse has asked that we get something together that they can have there for events. So people could sign up there, and members of the Seed Library borrow seeds. And we're hoping to do that in a few places.
The group also plans to offer children's programming at the Barton Library and set up test gardens at the public school across the road. For VPR News, I'm Amy Noyes.